just enough. It's gonna get uncomfortable. It's gonna get crazy. It's gonna get weird. But you have to get used to this. We're gonna interrupt each other. You're gonna interrupt your friends. You're gonna make your friends feel weird. You're gonna make your non-friends feel weird.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now.
Waking up along with you. What's up? I'm McKenzie. This is producer Porkchop, Liv the Web Girl. It's Joe McKenzie. Joe, still on vacay, still alive as far as we know. He is in Costa Rica, and we're jealous. But we kind of feel like it's a rainforest, I guess. We're getting those vibes. Yeah. It's a little rainy and wet outside for us. How are you guys? How was your night last night?
Good. I did end up working at the steakhouse. They did not call me off. It was pretty slow, but I got my three tables and I made my good money, so I'm okay with it.
What is like your bare minimum that you are like, okay, I'm glad I came to work. This was worth it.
Oof. Three good tables.
Okay, yeah. So that was the minimum last night you got. Okay.
I went in at 5. I was done before 9, so I was there just under 4 hours. And and I had my three good tables, so I'm cool with that. And I didn't take a nap yesterday, so that means I had great sleep last night. I came home.
Same.
I had
weird.
Like pizza bagels for dinner, like little teeny ones.
Little like bagel bites,
yeah.
Pizza bites.
Little did I know you could actually microwave those. I thought you could only put them in the oven.
Like on the makeshift little thing in the box that's like silver, that little paper, you can put that in there.
Yeah, I'm like growing up, I was never patient enough to put it in the oven because you have to put it in the oven for
it takes forever.
Yeah, so
it's like 2 minutes or 25 minutes. You know the 25-minute oven action is like more delicious, but you want that instant gratification.
Right.
Yeah. So I ate that and went to bed, and that was pretty much my day. I mean, I think we got paid today, so I'm gonna pay rent. Isn't that amazing? I'm gonna pay rent five days early.
I get so hyped to get paid, obviously, and then I'm like, oh, have these bills.
It's all gonna be gone.
I want to go do something else fun, but. How are you, Liv?
The first paycheck of the month, I feel like, is always like the, oh, this isn't even, it's around the first of the month.
Dang it.
All of them just go to bill.
No, I had the bummer, which I thought we got paid yesterday. Oh. And to my surprise, I was like, oops, not.
Yesterday was good. It was really good. I got some things done that I needed to get done. I went to me and my roommate tried to go to this coffee shop that she loves.
Yeah.
And we went there and there was no parking. So, like, oh, we'll just, like, do a lap around. And so we did, like, a lap around, like, the block. And just, like, chit-chatting, catching up, whatever. We hadn't, like, hung out in a while. And so then I pulled into the parking lot and we, like, made a makeshift parking space. And we went up to the door and we missed. They closed.
No!
We missed it by like 5 minutes. They closed at 2:00 and we were like, oh my gosh. And they were like closed and they were like having like a private meeting. So it's like really awkward.
Was it
like
so embarrassing?
Up.
Did you tap on the door?
Well, like, we like tried opening it and we're like, oh. And then we looked in and it was all of these people having a meeting just staring at us.
Oh,
and they
my
were
gosh.
Like, we're closed. We're like, oh, okay. But we found another cafe. It was a very like kind of like hole in the wall cafe we went to, and my friend is like this, just she's a just hipster, and like this was like a place that like it was definitely not Starbucks, but it was just like a very hole in the wall, and of course she knew like three people there, and I was like, oh my gosh.
You guys, you need to go out to Portland where Chops and I used to live, so Portland, Oregon, because it's like it's like they're anti anything chain,
right? It's
and
like
has so many coffee houses.
Paradise.
Yes, you guys would absolutely love that.
My roommate needs to go out there; she'd be perfect for it. So it was really good. We just kind of had like a roomy day, and we like caught up, and we like got to really like hang out, and we have such different schedules normally.
Yes.
So it's very strange for both of us to have, because I had off my second job and she had off her job.
So you guys had free time.
Yes. It was so nice, like catch up and hang out.
Oh, that's very cool. I got off the air and then I went straight into hair and makeup. I had some TV stuff. I did that well into the evening, and my little girl, her eye was bothering her. So I don't know. I was like, please don't be pink eye. Please don't be pink eye, because I'm terrified of pink eye because it's so contagious.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I went and like swooped in and got tons of drops, dropped them at the front like for her at school because she was terrified. So So anyway, so did that, and then I worked until the evening, and then I got home. I went out to dinner with some friends. It was, like, really fun.
Oh, good.
However, I made a terrifying discovery, Liv, which I feel like you're well aware of. I saw a picture of Nick Jonas's nipples for the first time. I'm horrified. I'm horrified. How have I never known? I was playing on Instagram before bed. His nips.
What was the picture?
Are the size of half dollars. Do you even know what a half dollar is?
Yes.
What would be equivalent to that?
It's like a, like I want to say almost like a pepperoni.
Yes, they are pepperoni.
There was a photo.
I was taken aback. And that was the last image I saw before I went to bed.
That is horrifying. You just had dreams of Nick Jonas' pepperoni nipples.
I have to show a picture to Pork Chop.
So there is a picture.
What? No. Stop
it. Oh my gosh.
That's Photoshop.
Right now, if you were in your car, the first thing you do when you get to work, you Google Nick Jonas's nipples.
No.
You are going to have
it's
a reaction.
They're like suction cups.
Okay, wait. So
he was in the ocean.
Plungers.
That is a natural picture, and
no.
I'm horrified.
So there's a picture that went viral, I want to say last summer. And it's him on the edge of a boat, like washing off. And it went viral because, you know, your boy Nick is enjoying that married life and has just gained an extra couple LBs. And
honey.
So that picture shocked the world. And that's when I first became aware of his pepperoni nipples.
The pepperoni.
They're pretty big.
So if you're bored today, that's something to look up. However, that was bad for me right before I went to bed.
Yeah, that's not the image you want to see. That's not the image that you want to be left with. And it's so crazy because, like, you know.
Did you just Google Nick Jonas'
Yes,
nipples?
And, like, the picture of him from his little boating excursion where he looks pretty thick. That's when I first realized because, you know, when he's on the cover of GQ,
they
clearly
Photoshop
edit them
those
down.
Nips. Yes. Oh, they take a good 70% off those bad boys, I'm going to say.
And I think they take away some of the pigment as well because they're very pigmented.
Okay, I just had to get that off my chest. And Nick's chest. That was traumatizing. That's kind of some of your tea, but coming up in your tea, Kobe Bryant had a beautiful memorial. We'll tell you all about the highlight moments and the Saved by the Bell cast member that says the reboot will die without him.
It's time to spill the tea with McKinsey.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
Kicking things off with Kobe Bryant's beautiful memorial at the Staples Center. There was not a dry eye. Beyonce opened with a powerful performance of EXO.
Your love is bright as ever.
Your love is bright as ever.
Even in the shadows.
Even in the shadows.
Baby, kiss me.
Baby, kiss me.
Before they turn the lights out.
That was one of Kobe's favorite, just beautiful. Jimmy Kimmel got very emotional speaking about his friend.
This is a sad day, but it is also a celebration of life, of their lives. I don't think any of us could have imagined this.
Kobe Bryant's beautiful his wife, Vanessa, spoke about their love story.
Kobe and I have been together since I was 17 and a half years old. I was his first girlfriend, his first love, his wife, his best friend, his confidant, and his protector.
And Michael Jordan, oh my goodness, and he talked about his love of Kobe.
I will live with the memories of knowing that I had a little brother that I tried to help in every way I could. Please, rest in peace, little brother.
I saw posts on social media about Michael Jordan saying that he doesn't want to become another crying meme.
Yeah.
Because he was crying at the event. But.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Made a joke like during it, but the whole thing was so emotional.
Very beautifully done, though. I thought that was just amazing. Moving on to Harvey Weinstein. He was found guilty yesterday of two of the five charges he faced in his New York City criminal trial.
He has been found guilty of criminal sexual act in the first degree, and will face on that count a state prison sentence of no less than 5 years and up to 25 years.
Ugh, every time we see a picture of him, I just get so repulsed. So, I mean, the trials go on. He's got the convictions were based on the accounts of Ms. Haley, a TV and film production assistant, and a former actress, Jessica Mann. So we keep you posted on the latest with Harvey Weinstein. Moving on to a lighter note, over on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon. Oh, BTS Army, get excited. They sat down and talked with Jimmy.
We came from a small label in a small country from Asia. So I think, you know, we can prove that someone from like outside could be in the mainstream. Yeah, so I think that's why I feel so happy.
And new music is coming our way from BTS. Get ready for that. And they talked about their favorite food, which might shock you.
What is the go-to food in Korea?
Spicy fried chicken.
What if you like late at night, you feel like having a snack?
Chicken.
Chicken is the way to go, right?
Chicken and beer.
Chicken and beer.
Chicken and beer. I would not guess that about BTS.
That's like Southern United States,
right?
Chicken and beer.
But maybe they're just like not used to that. So like, woo, this is so cool. Actually, I had friends that had an exchange student over from Asia, and like she fell in love with McDonald's because that's just like she was so used to eating healthy and like clean. And then she gained like 30 pounds during the time she was over just because she just loved fast food because she wasn't accustomed to it.
Once again, I will say I've eaten McDonald's.
So
I get the grilled chicken snack wrap. I've lost weight. I even used to work at McDonald's. I lost weight working there.
Yeah. Well,
I did,
good.
And I ate it every day.
There you go. You should do like a little documentary, Chops. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, I'd be the opposite of supersize me.
Well, Dustin Diamond, a.k.a. Screech from Saved by the Bell, he's like, ah, oh, that the reboot, probably not going to last because they haven't asked me to be part of it.
If I'm not in the new one, then, you know, it's... And how do you have Saved by the Bell without Screech? Right? I mean, it seems like there's a missed opportunity there, and it's for all the cast members' sake. I think that everyone should probably be thinking the same thing. As far as I'm concerned, everyone should be thinking we should all be part of this.
I hated him on Saved by the Bell.
He was the worst.
But he's like the Jar Jar Binks of Star Wars.
Yeah.
But I do agree that he does need to be there. Like,
yeah,
he's a part of it, you know?
I wonder why they're just so select on who they invited back. Because they didn't invite everyone back.
That's
weird.
Well,
maybe they just didn't want to put up, I'm thinking, with some of the divas.
That's true.
Oh.
That's true. I mean, I'm over in Fuller House. I guess they've survived without the Olsen twins. But it would have
yeah.
been better with them, I got to say.
Oh,
they were just like, pass. Yeah. We hear lots of rumors about them. Speaking of rumors, coming up, we're going to talk about the craziest rumor you have ever heard about yourself. Chops, there are so many rumors about you. Do you even know what they are?
No. What?
Okay, we are diving in. That's coming up on Joe and McKinsey on Radio Now. I heard a rumor that Ariana Grande is an excellent girlfriend.
No.
And she keeps them wanting more. It's Joe McKinsey on Radio Now. I'm McKinsey, producer Pork Chop, Liv the Web Girl. We are holding things down. And we got to talking about rumors because there's a big headline about Meghan Markle, who's always in the tabloids.
Yes. Yeah, so her friend actually came to her defense because there were just a lot of rumors. So her friend is a part of the Shoebox Foundation. And so there was just a bunch of rumors that, you know, like that was why Prince Harry and Meghan Markle were leaving the royals, that they were going to become a part of this organization, all of this stuff. And basically her best friend was like, if journalists actually did their research and did their job, they would realize not at all. They have no involvement. Like, happy Sunday. Go about your business. But these are rumors and they're not true. So basically her BFF just like coming to her defense with all of these rumors, which I thought it was great. So then it kind of brought up the question, like, what crazy rumors have you heard about yourself?
And so we were all searching deep inside ourselves. And I hear rumors literally every single day, a million rumors. The latest was maybe a day or two ago that I am engaged.
What?
Which is so...
You didn't tell us.
Which is hilarious because I don't even have a boyfriend.
You're not even seeing anyone.
For a hot sec, I was excited. I was like, oh my gosh. I like one day we'll get to hopefully have that news and be like, I'm engaged. gay.
Right.
I don't know why it made me light up inside, but no, that is not true.
That is so interesting.
Also, I do car commercials in different parts of the country, and always, though, I get people think I'm married to the man I represent on the car commercials,
which
I am not. His wife is a lovely and amazing, but I don't know why they just assume, because I think some couples do it together, so they literally assume that, like, that is my husband.
Ever since working with you, that's, like, the number one comment / question I get is
really?
If you're married to the car, like the man whose car, like dealership, the car dealership that you represent. And I'm like, no,
it's so funny, and his wife is amazing,
right.
But I'm like, nope, and we're not related in any way.
That's so funny,
Mackenzie. I heard a rumor that you do adult XXX film video. No, I'm kidding. I can't even say that. And that's how rumors get started.
No way. Producer Porkchop, there's all kinds of rumors about you. What's the craziest thing you've heard about yourself?
So when I was younger, the big rumor was that I liked guys.
Well,
and the rumor was true, baby.
And it was true. Yeah,
I guess that was more probably speculation.
Oh, no, they were definitely rumors, but I mean, they became true.
Do you feel like that swayed you a little bit?
Or when you heard them, were you almost like, oh my gosh, I'm caught?
No, actually, I'm going to go with Mackenzie's side more here. I think it might have swayed me.
You're like, they think this anyway. 833-563-2539. We want to know, like, a crazy rumor maybe you've heard about one of us on the show, or that you've heard about yourself. 833-563-2539.
I mean, I've heard crazy rumors before about myself. Like, I heard a rumor that I had speaking. We were just talking about Nick Jonas's pepperoni nipples.
If you missed that convo, we will bring it back later because I'm traumatized.
But I heard a rumor that I had mine pierced.
Your nipples, both
yes,
of them?
Yes, I had. And
is
I was like,
thing?
Where does this even go? Oh, it's definitely
when you
a
get,
thing.
Okay, can you just get one pierced? Or like when you go in, you get two. You know, like how back in the day, dudes always got
one
ear and now it makes us cringe. But like, do you just get one nip, or is it always you go for both?
Oh, no, you can do either or. I know girls with both. I know girls that have one, and I know girls that had two. But when I heard this about myself, I was like a junior in college. This was before I knew anyone with pierced nipples. And I was like, where are people getting this? But two girls from my sorority, they got kicked out and for like doing like a little Smirnoff ice challenge, which is like so stupid. And so they decided to like do something wild and crazy and get their nipples pierced. So I guess people just assumed I was in that group, but I was not.
Liv, no offense. I can't believe you didn't see it. They were trying to get you to prove it that you didn't have them pierced.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Like, you didn't do it. Show us.
Chop, since you like mainly dudes, but you do like women as
yes.
well. So what kind of surprise is that when you're like, whoa, baby, like when you weren't expecting that? Is it a good surprise, or do you think differently of a girl? She's got some piercings you weren't expecting.
I'm just really not a fan of piercings. So I would be like, even on guys or girls. I mean, like I had my ears pierced. So two little like earrings, that's cool and all. But like odd things pierced, I am not a fan of.
I would just feel like the silhouette would be weird. Like I have a kind of a little tighter turtleneck on, and if I wasn't wearing a bra or something, and then you could see like
know.
The yeah
right. Well, and I feel like too it's become way more popular ever since Kendall Jenner
yeah.
Jenner has one pierce. So but I definitely do not. That was a rumor.
She wants to set
the
record
straight. That out still even today when I go back to my college town. Like, I'll have a guy be like, wait, so, like, do you? And I'm like,
Prove it!
That is the mystery solved. They just want to see love, so watch out. All right, coming up, we're going to do...
Wait, what happened?
Oh, my gosh. This 84-year-old woman did something that dreams are made of. You're going to love it. Heard about old Marianne Wakefield. It's coming up next. This is a little thing we like to call...
Wait, what happened?
OMG, an 84-year-old woman sinks a 94-foot putt to win a new car. Wait, what happened? Take a listen.
Let's see what she's got. Tell you what, that's looking good. That's looking really good. Miss Marianne!
Oh, yeah. So this went down. Alabama men's basketball, they won 103-78 at Ole Miss. But the big winner at Oxford, 84-year-old Marianne Wakefield, she sank a 94-foot putt on the court during the break in action. She won a new 2020 Nissan Altima.
Wow.
Wow.
At 84 years old, so you go, Marianne.
You said 94-foot putt. I'm trying to put that into perspective. I think a normal building, from wall to wall, ceiling to floor, is 10 feet is roughly a story.
Right.
So that's 9 stories.
It's basically she putt an entire basketball court.
It's
the entire length of a basketball court, one end to the other.
I always laugh because the people who put up the car, they're you do these things, they're pretty impossible.
Right.
It's a one out of whatever shot, and boom, Marianne gets
And of course,
up.
Of all people.
Yes.
And Liv, didn't you almost make the little hockey puck in the little goal?
Yeah, so I did something like that where I was standing halfway on the ice of a hockey game, and I tried to shoot the puck in, and I missed it by an inch.
An inch matters. It's true.
Not as cool as Marianne.
Well, shoplifters, they clogged a toilet to distract from stealing.
Wait.
What happened?
A Florida woman, she literally clogged all the toilets at a Family Dollar, which we'll get to in a second, to distract the employees so she could rob the store. First of all, I don't understand people that rob a dollar store. All the places you're going to try to take things from, a dollar store, the woman packed laundry bins with stolen items before going into the bathroom. When employees learned about the clogged toilets, she escaped using an emergency exit, but she had dumped a bunch of stuff in all the toilets, and so they started kind of overflowing, and people were running in there so she could try to make her getaway. It actually doesn't sound that stupid.
I know. I was going to say, it's kind of a smart plan.
You know, when plumbing issues are major, but again, not that we would ever do, but if you were to steal from somewhere, where would you steal from? I know it would not be the dollar store.
Apple.
Honestly, yeah. If you could get away with it,
I'd probably steal from Free People.
Just get
as much trendy clothes and accessories as possible.
Do you guys remember when Abercrombie & Fitch was the hotness?
Oh, yeah. Back still wear it.
We know.
We know your jeans are from there. Well, people would put on layers and layers and layers, and it was because that's why it was so hiked up prices. But people just so much theft there. I just never forget.
I had a friend that worked in retail in high school, and she said you couldn't believe the amount of stuff that would go missing.
Yeah. People and just layered
crazy.
It
people
on.
People are MacGyver, the way they can steal things. It's crazy.
It was crazy. Almost as crazy as this. This man set his hospital bed on fire to get the nurse's attention.
Wait, what happened?
Again, this went down in Florida. Shocking. This man set his bed on fire to get the attention of this nurse. He was angry because he thought the hospital staff was ignoring his request to bring him his clothes. So what does he do? He starts a fire, and then his room starts filling with smoke. The nurse was able to finally put out the flames, and then everyone, the man tried to escape the hospital, but was stopped by the hospital staff.
So, I want to know how. What did he have on him that he tried to start this fire?
I think he had matches.
Honestly, but he wanted her attention. Surprise me. I feel like my grandpa always had an old pack of matches from a restaurant.
Oh my gosh.
Or a lighter or something.
And lastly here, this is going viral all over the place. This Wendy's worker was fired for bathing in a sink.
Wait, what happened?
So the now former Wendy's employee, this is in Michigan. He lost his job after he was filming, fooling around, and taking a bath in one of the restaurant's large kitchen sinks. He says it was just a joke and everyone needs to calm down and stop sending him death threats because he wasn't naked. He had his shorts on. What do you think of working in the restaurant industry, Chops?
That's obviously a food issue hazard. That's where you clean food. You don't want your dirty
body
in there.
So you think he should have been fired?
Yeah, we don't even know if he manscapes.
Now, the death threats, maybe not the firing.
I know, that's intense.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. Well, anyway, I don't know. Just please bathe at home. That would be great. Has anyone taken a shower here or a bath?
Oh, I took a shower at work one time, but not here.
Okay. I feel like I saw Joe in the sink.
Ugh.
I'm just kidding. He's not here to defend himself. All right, coming up, we're going to do Song of the Day. Songs to set your alarm clock to. It'll get you all waking up and ready for your week. It's coming up next.
Song of the Day.
Song of the Day.
It's time for
the song of the day.
It's about that time. Time for song of the day. And we chose to choose songs to wake up to as your alarm clock.
I love this. That's like sounds like a lot of fun.
Yes.
I don't know. Whose category idea was this?
Because who wants to wake up like with an alarm? It's much better to wake up with a pick-me-up song,
that,
right?
That like classic iPhone alarm sound, like the...
I had the angel heart. Like the, but it's almost too relaxing. See? It puts me back to sleep. So, all right. So, we want you to vote. Get out your phone. Here are your selections. Liv.
Okay, so I thought of what I would want to wake up to because I need something that's going to be like loud, energetic to wake me up or else I will sleep through my alarm clock. So I thought, what better song than Wake Me Up by Avicii?
So wake me up when it's all over.
Can vote for me and wake up to that song by texting the word song to 52140 and voting for letter C.
Nice. And it literally says, wake me up by the late and great Avicii. I love it. Okay, so my song, I tend to be in my head too much and I worry about stuff. And so this one just makes me be like, you know what? Just relax. Get up. Who cares? Do your thing. I chose a little Icona pop. I don't care.
I got this feeling on the summer day when you were gone. I crashed my car into the bridge, I watched, I let it burn. I threw your stuff into a bag and pushed it down the stairs. I crashed my car into the bridge. I don't care. I love it. I don't care.
I tell you what, that will wake you up in a great mood just to take over your day and not really give any about what anybody else thinks. All right, if you want that one, text the word song right now to 52140 and vote for me with B. Okay, Chops, what do you have?
All right, so I figured when your alarm clock goes off, I just want to sleep longer. Like, I don't want to wake up. I don't want the sun coming through the window. I don't want anyone talking to me. I don't even want my alarm clock going off. I just want to sleep in longer. And my goodness, waking up at 3:30 5 days a week is rough. So I just wish someone would come into my ear and whisper, like, don't... Well, no, I just want to whisper, don't wake me up. Just let me sleep. So that's why I chose Chris Brown, Don't Wake Me Up.
I don't want to fall, 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 fall asleep. I don't want to fall unless I'm falling for you.
Don't wake me up.
So if you want to vote for me, text SONG, that's S-O-N-G to 52140, and you can vote for Chris Brown, Don't Wake Me Up, that's option D. Now, let's go to our technical producer, Lenny, down in Houston. What up, Lenny?
What's going on, chaps?
What's up, what's up? You got? Did you pick a song for Song of the Day?
Yes, so for my song, you know, as a 22-year-old who has to wake up at 3 in the morning every day, you need a lot of motivation. You know, there's some days whenever you just don't want to do it. And one song that I think motivates me more than anything is Meek Mill, Dreams and Nightmares.
Hold on, wait a minute. Y'all thought I was finished. When I wore the ass tomorrow, y'all thought it was raining. Flexing on him, some like Popeye on his spinach. Double M, yeah, that's my team, Rose, the captain, I'm lieutenant.
That is such a typical Lenny song. Go ahead. What can how can people vote for you?
So if you want to vote for that song and you want to jam out and wake up the right way on a Tuesday. Is today Tuesday?
Yes,
it is.
It is
Tuesday.
On a Tuesday morning, all you got to do is text song to
52140.
52140 and vote letter D.
Ooh. No, I'm D.
Oh,
you're
oh,
A.
Oh. What letter am I?
You're A. You're in place
okay,
of
Joe.
Okay,
I'm still A.
All right.
But yeah, go ahead. Tell people to vote for D if they want
no,
their
no,
song
vote
too.
For A. Vote
all
for
right.
A.
Good selections here. All right, so cast your votes right now. Get your text on the word song 52140. We will have your results coming up next. Carnival rolls on for Song of the Day. Today, we're doing songs to wake up to, opposed to your alarm, because nothing is worse than waking up to the harsh cold. So we have some suggestions instead of that. Producer Porkchop, you want to give us a recap?
Yes, so you could have went with Wake Me Up by Avicii, that is Liv's song.
So wake me up when it's all over.
Or you could have went with Mackenzie's song, that's Iconopop's I Love It.
I don't care, I love it, I don't care.
Or you could have went with my song, and that was Chris Brown, Don't Wake Me Up.
Don't wake me up.
Or you could have went with Lenny Bree, our technical producer in Houston. You could have went with his song, Meek Mill's Dreams and Nightmares.
Hold up, wait a minute. Y'all thought I was finished. When I wore the ass tomorrow, y'all thought it was raining.
Ooh. Lenny Bree's is so, like, I feel like I would be, I like to ease into my day. He likes to jump up and, like, rage and get in it, which is cool.
He only has, like, two levels. And so I feel like the second he wakes up, he's just like so hyped.
You're right.
Woo, let's go.
This
I
is
can only
be
imagine
good.
Him in the morning.
Exactly. So lots of good options.
I know. I feel like any of these will help like pick us up, help us like go about our day, start our day. Those listening to their car on their way to work, this will help wake you up before
Absolutely.
Work.
Maybe not snooze as much. I have a snoozing problem. I have like an intervention with myself every day. I don't need to snooze five times. All right, Rosie, is she calculating our votes?
The results are in.
Oh, no.
Pretty good. They're good results. Today, the women are on top, and
Ooh.
The men are on the very, very bottom.
Like we like it.
I mean, I know we all, I mean, I don't want to say we all, but I know a lot of us don't like Chris Brown, but I mean, that's a good song. Don't Wake Me Up. I love that song. But I guess.
You know, if you start out defending Chris Brown, it's not great.
I did get a dead last place with 16% of the vote.
Wah, wah.
Oh, I forgot to turn up Lenny. Lenny, you there?
Yeah, I've been trying to talk about how nobody knows about good music.
Well, I guess you and me are wrong because 19% of the vote right behind me, you got third place.
Shouts out to everybody who's playing Dreams and Nightmares to wake up.
And I'm turning you back down. See you later. All right, second place. Ooh, and it's, oh my goodness, separated by half of a percent.
Wow.
Two votes make the difference
man.
Here. Wow. Two votes. Coming in second place with 31.5% of the vote, Mackenzie.
Always.
Aww.
Always. It's always like 0.5. That's okay. Like I said, I'm comfortable in second place.
With 32% of the vote, Liv the Web Girl, Avicii, and Wake Me Up is the big
Aww.
Winner. Rest in peace.
Congrats,
right, Liv?
Liv the Web Girl.
Love Avicii. Help get your day started with this absolute banger. Thank you for your votes.
Song of the Day on Radio Net.
Congrats to Liv, our Song of the Day winner. Nicely
Thank
done,
you.
Girl.
Thank you.
Okay, we gotta talk coronavirus here. It is Joe McKenzie. I'm McKenzie, producer Porkchop, Liv the Web Girl. We are all hanging out, gang's all here. Joe, hopefully not getting the coronavirus. He's on vacation overseas. Okay, so here's the deal. The latest on the coronavirus, a Spanish hotel is in lockdown amongst outbreak fears. We're hearing all of these things about Italy, of course, China. We want to know at 833-563-2539. Are you freaking out? Be real about the coronavirus. Are you like, nah, it's just something to talk about and people are like overblowing this whole thing?
I think that in where we're at, I'm not freaking out. I think, you know, it's a thing people are talking
really?
About. Yeah, I'm not worried about it. I don't think I'm going to get infected. I'm not traveling. I'm not, you know, if I was traveling across like the world, then maybe I would be worried about it. I think that other countries, yes, should be worried about it. and their level of freaking out is appropriate. But I think here in the U.S., I just don't think there's enough cases for us to be freaking out about yet.
This is freaking me out because images coming out of China, there are like bed by bed by bed by bed by bed and lockdown of just sick patients.
Oh.
And I am free. Like, just these images coming out is freaking me out. But people are saying, stop, most cases are not life-threatening. So, like, stop. Stop freaking out. Right. However, I had a conversation with my family and my mom was like, you know what? You need to start stocking up on water.
Kiki's gone there.
Like the
She's
end.
Ready.
The end is coming and pandemonium is going to strike and we just need to be ready. However, I have a condo and I have no space for anything. So I don't know where I'm supposed to make this shelter of like a year's worth of food and water. However, it is smart to be prepared.
Right.
I'm a total germaphobe and I was around someone that had the flu. Bless her heart. And I'm like, she said she just traveled to Vegas, which is the kind of people from all around the world go to Las Vegas.
Yeah.
And she said lots and lots of masks. Like everyone rocking masks on flights and
honestly,
freaking
out. And I would
out.
Hope so. Like I would hope people are, you know, being proactive and being safe. And definitely if I was traveling, like all of the hand sanitizer you could imagine, I would bring wet wipes to wipe down like my area, my seat. I would be wearing a mask. I would be doing all of that if I was traveling.
833-563-2539. We've got Amy, but I don't know if I could put Amy on the radio because she is freaking out.
Oh my gosh, Amy. Okay, tell us what you know.
Okay, so my grandma is in the hospital right now, and we were looking over the nurse's shoulder because we were trying to get filled in, and my aunt happened to catch on the paper and said coronavirus. So we start freaking out instantly. Well, come to find out, the whole hospital had to have hours of long meetings because there's so many different strands of the coronavirus that aren't just like the ones in China, but like that have been around. So my grandma has a form of the coronavirus, and actually we just all had a really bad sickness run through our family, like just like everybody really, because everybody I know had it. And I'm pretty sure that was the same thing because she had the same symptoms we do. She's just like an 80-year-old woman.
Oh my. So. They're saying close personal contact, breathing the same air, touching the same objects. So my germaphobe ways from my childhood are paying off because I won't touch anything. I sanitize. My hands are like cracking dry because I wash them so much.
Amy, are you in Houston or Indy?
Indy.
Okay.
So it's very interesting. Yeah. So I saw an interview and a man who was a English teacher over in China finally came home for a while because he's like, I can't go about my daily life because everything is closed. Like the schools are not open. Kids are not allowed to go to the school where he was at in China. Like people are barely allowed to leave their apartment. It's hard to go about day-to-day life because everyone is like staying inside and like restaurants are closed, stores are closed, like everything is closed. So he, for the time being, flew back home to the U.S. until it's going to be like safe to go back there and until people are going to be start living like their regular day-to-day life again.
Oh, this is so, now this is on a website I'm on, and I don't know if this is 100% accurate, but it says more than 2,400 deaths and over 78,000 cases worldwide have been confirmed of the coronavirus.
Oof. Yeah, that's what I just, in China, I was reading the Washington Post, and so I don't know about their credibility. I'm sure they're very credible, but they said that there's been up to 2,663 deaths just in China with the coronavirus, which is crazy. And then, of course, that Diamond Princess cruise, another passenger has died. So that brings 691 people on that ship tested positive for the virus, and I think four have passed away now.
This is so sad. I am very alarmed by this, and I don't want to freak. I mean, because I'm like, okay, maybe it's just going to be like the bird flu. It's going to kind of come. It's going to kind of go away. But I don't know. I mean, wedding gown production over in China, there's prom dress shortages for this year because of the production is shut down because of the coronavirus. Coming up in the tea, I'm going to talk about a major film that has had to halt production because of the coronavirus. I mean, a lot of places are being affected. I mentioned
crazy.
That Spanish hotel on lockdown.
Yeah, Iran is seeing a lot of cases as well. I think they're one of like the highest in the world as far as countries with cases. So I think it is scary. It is something to look out for. If you're traveling, definitely be careful. But I'm not personally freaking out about it. Maybe I should be. Maybe I'm not freaking out enough about it.
Yeah, I mean, the girl that does Murder Monday, you're scared of everything.
I mean, right? I hate that there's no vaccine. I feel like in this day and age, how long is it going to take? Someone said it might be a year out, and I don't know why it would take that long.
I saw somewhere in Texas that they said that they were working on a vaccination, and they might be coming close to it.
Please, please, let's pray for that. All right. Well, we'll keep you posted. Of course, coming up in your tea, as I mentioned, a total production, a major film is halted because of the coronavirus, and the Bachelor ultimatum that was thrown down before the fantasy suite.
It's time to spill the tea with McKenzie.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
Ooh, the Bachelor's getting good. Okay, so Madison, who's saving herself for marriage, tells old Peter that basically, hey boy, do not sleep with anyone else during the fantasy suites.
If you're saying that you don't want me to spend, or you wouldn't be able to keep this going with me if I spent the night with anyone else, just so I can be clear.
In no way do I want to, like, give you, like, an ultimatum or, like, tell you what you can do or can't do at all. Like, and I hope you know that, and I hope you know my heart. But, I don't know, for me, like, actions speak louder than words, and I'm just really big on that.
Okay, that definitely is an ultimatum. She's like, I don't want to tell you what to do, but you absolutely may not sleep with anyone else in the fantasy suites.
I never think ultimatums are great, but also, Luke P. did the same exact thing last year on The Bachelor, and people freaked out at Luke P. He was like the biggest villain by telling Becca or Hannah B. what she can do with her body and what she can't do with her body. And then now this girl is saying the same exact thing, but people aren't freaking out as much, which I feel like is a little bit of a double standard.
I guess because Madison's saving herself for marriage, so she doesn't want him to sleep with other women. However, you went on The Bachelor, lady. Like, let's face reality here. Also, he does sleep with someone else, and then she gets up from the table and is not too happy. So, spoiler alert. So over The Bachelor. I have to catch up. I'm like way behind on that. I love Pete Davidson over on SNL. There is a rumor he might actually leave the show. I certainly hope not. And I didn't know that he had such beef with Louis C.J. Here we go.
It's a true story. I don't want to like ruin the joke, but pretty much like he just like ratted me out to my boss.
Yeah.
It was so weird. I never really got over that.
Was it personally vindicating?
I think
for
so.
You to see his comedic downfall?
Oh my God. It was amazing. It was amazing. I imagine it's what like Ariana feels like now, like just watching me just tumble for 2 years.
Aw, I don't know why I say CJ. CK. Louis CK, the comedian, you know, has been in a lot of trouble and been a lot of heat. And he just said that he's basically a piece and they do not get along. He also opened up about all of his famous exes. And he blames his recent breakup with Kaia Gerber, Cindy Crawford's daughter, with his own personal struggles. So he's like, yeah, that one's on me. Do you like that, though? Like, okay, so you see an ex who did you dirty and then their life is in shambles. Do you feel a sense of satisfaction or not?
I mean, if they did me dirty, then they've got bad karma coming towards them.
Yeah. I feel kind of sad. I don't know.
If they did you dirty, though, if they cheated on you or something, or I don't know, not necessarily cheated.
I mean, I've been cheated on many a time. I don't know. I still just kind of feel bad. But yeah. I don't know.
Live the sweet girl.
Of all the things, that's like what gets me.
He also says that he might leave SNL and they're having conversations about it. It could be time for him to say peace out to the sketch show. I don't want him to leave. I like him on there. All right. Everyone's totally grossed out by this. And So Chops and I were on the Walking Dead train. Like when it first debuted, we were hardcore fans, kind of fell off. Well, there is like apparently the midseason premiere of The Walking Dead, Negan has a sexy scene with kind of a walker.
What?
And everyone, she has like decaying human skin on her mask, like on her face, and people are freaking out and they're disgusted.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I can't help but notice that you didn't say no to that.
Ooh.
You know what? It's been a long time. I reckon I will take my chances. Stop talking.
Okay, so I used to love The Walking Dead. I watched season 1 through 8 religiously.
Is that what you said to Hostage Boy? Stop talk.
Oh my god. No. But I saw this on Facebook. It was like, see why The Walking Dead received a, you know, PG-13 or rated R or whatever. Right. I'm like, what the heck could have possibly happened? And I just watched this clip that you sent, Mackenzie, and oh my gosh, I can't believe he does it with a walker, but it's not really a walker. It's a human disguised as a walker.
But still with like decaying skin. Ugh. And it's real gross. But I guess, I mean, it's the end of the world and it's been a long time, so you're not in your right mind. And lastly here, production of Mission Impossible 7 has been halted due to the coronavirus, which we were just talking about. So the next installment of the film franchise, they were filming in Venice, and there's been more than 230 cases of the virus confirmed in Italy, so they've had to postpone filming. If anyone's going to save us from the coronavirus, I would think it would be T. Cruz, right? He's got superpowers.
Or Chuck Norris.
So we'll keep you posted on that.
Ooh, that was steamy. For more tea, text JAM now to 52140.
All right, so coming up, is this sweet or psycho? You make the call. Someone we know's ex legit did a background check on their new boo. We get into it coming up on Joe and Mackenzie on Radio Now.
Call Joe and Mackenzie now at 1-833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539.
Yes, please do call us. It's Joe and Mackenzie. I'm Mackenzie. Good morning. It's producer Porkchop and Liv the Web Girl. We need your opinion. Is this sweet or is this completely psycho? I have a friend and she was telling me that she found out her ex legit did a background check on her new boo and was like, hey, I have things to tell you about your new, you know, significant other. And she's like, not just like, oh, I went snooping on social media, like a legit background check that you would do maybe to like get a new job.
So did she know these things beforehand or was she like blind to them? She was shocked.
She hasn't even heard what they are yet. She is like, should I even entertain this or is this too psycho that my ex is doing this? They're still in contact. They still have a good relationship. They were in a long previous relationship. So they have respect for each other and they don't like hate each other or anything like that. I happen to think that her ex clearly wants her back because he's putting it on this effort and stuff. But what do we think?
I think the ex clearly wants attention. I think it's more creepy than it is cute. I think it's crossing boundaries. I just don't think that there's enough boundaries set in place here. And to have like a healthy relationship / friendship with an ex, boundaries are so important. And I think they really need to be set in place, especially to make your new person in your life feel comfortable.
And should you tell the new person, 833-563-2539, hey, my ex ran a background check on you.
So is it...
or is that going to scare them away? Like, I don't want to deal with that drama because I don't want to be involved with someone personally that has a bunch of like crazy exes that I'm also going to have to deal with.
So is it safe to assume that, let's say, your friend, right, that has the new relationship,
yes,
is it safe to assume that your friend can do a background check on the new relationship, right?
Yeah.
So that's safe to assume. It's just weird that the ex did it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just kind of like, I think almost too, it's kind of just like, you know, stay in your lane a little bit. I definitely think like, I know I have girlfriends that will dig up dirt on like someone's new man or if there's like a new person in your life, which I think is different than an ex doing it. I think it's just kind of, you know, like stay in your lane. This friendship is still fresh. It's still new because we were in a relationship. There needs to be some boundaries set and it's not your place to go there.
Yeah.
So Investigator Chops needs to know a motive. I need to know why, Mackenzie, why did your friend's ex do this background check?
Is it A, for attention?
Mm-hmm.
Is it to be like, oh, hey? Is it B, trying to be like, I'm sweet and I care about you and I'm going to this extra length to make sure you're safe and taken care of? Or is it just to make the new one look bad? Like the new boo look shady?
Right. And I think that definitely is important. I think sometimes it can be all of the above. Mm-hmm. It can be, you know, they're trying to get the attention. They're trying to almost look like the hero of a situation. They're being nosy, and also they want to make a new person look bad.
Isn't it amazing what you can find, though, even without doing a legit strong background check, just online about someone? Now, you don't know, I guess, necessarily if everything is true, but my girlfriends, my best friends, are the best spies in the entire world. So someone I dated has a new girlfriend, and within seconds, they knew everything. They like her the new girl's drug past, and they were like digging up all this stuff. They're like, oh my god, she's a cokehead, and she's done this and that. And I'm like, I don't know why. I think girls just want to be like, she ain't nothing, you know. She's
right.
Nothing.
So, but what do you think if you, obviously your friends do that, because your friends get very protective and supportive, and like they want to be loyal to you.
Right.
So I totally get that. But like, if you had done all of that research, would you kind of step back and look at yourself and be like,
why am I putting energy into this?
Exactly.
Yeah, I would never.
Exactly.
I don't have enough energy or time or care to even do a background check like that.
Yeah, so should this like person be embarrassed that they did a background check of their ex's new person?
I think they should be maybe a little embarrassed, but I also think too, like, what is she going to do now? Is she going to continue to be friends with someone who's doing this, who has motives like that, or is she going to cut them out of her life? Because like clearly, there's boundaries or lines maybe being crossed.
I'm with Liv. The ex is clearly going to be interfering in this new relationship. So, Chops, what do you think the move is?
I don't know. Just do what Chops would do and ignore it.
You would just ignore it.
Yeah, pretend it never happened.
So you would tell her to like keep them both still kind of still be friends with the ex and the new.
Or just like ignore the ex totally.
No, don't ignore the ex totally. Just, you know, ignore that it happened.
But to what point? Like, what's next? It's a cry for attention in my eyes.
The only thing, too, is because I have one of my very best guy friends is an ex of mine. And he'll probably maybe like be an usher at my wedding one day or something. Like, we're very, very close. And I think it was very important establishing that friendship after we had dated. Like, it took a lot of time, a lot of work, and a lot of boundaries being set.
Okay, so we want to know, what did you find out about your ex's new boo? What did you find out? Give us the dirty. 833-563-2539. You could be anonymous, whatever, but we want to hear it. It's Joe and McKenzie. What's going on? I'm McKenzie, along with producer Porkchop, Liv the Web Girl. One of us noticeably missing. Joe's on vacay in Costa Rica. Guys, I have a genius idea.
What's that?
We have Dare Dice coming up next. And if you're new to the show, welcome. We love you. So with Dare Dice is when we roll dice. Whoever rolls the lowest has to face the box of shame and terrible, terrible punishment tomorrow. Joe, conveniently gone. I say we wait and maybe do it on Friday so he can partake.
Whoa.
And he'll have no choice.
So we roll on Thursday. The dare would be on Friday, so he might not have a choice.
Or we could roll next and like someone rolls for Joe. And if he loses, he can face the punishment when he gets back from his nice rest and vacay.
He would be so mad.
Exactly.
I've got the best, best idea.
What? Okay.
I say we call him right now.
What time is it in Costa Rica?
I think they're kind of directly under us, or maybe directly under Houston. So it's either 6:46 a.m. or 7:46, one of the two.
You want to call him in Costa Rica?
Yeah, call him
actually,
in Costa Rica.
It's only, they're an hour ahead.
Put ahead?
Are they around? Yeah, it's
so
just
it's
an 8:46? Hour. It's an hour difference.
Oh, okay.
I mean behind.
Okay.
Yeah, okay, so.
So, yeah, I say we call him, put him on hold, roll for him, and then do the punishment on Friday. Oof. If we call him on vacation this early.
And if he doesn't pick up, then that's him telling us that we can just roll for him. Let's do it.
Oh, my gosh.
First of all, he's going to be happy he's even, like, mentioned that we're thinking about him.
True.
He's going to be very happy.
He is, like, the number one person that can't unplug. So I guarantee he's been, like, checking up on the show.
Well, I would feel bad if we woke him up early on his vacation. So how about this? I'm going to Instagram right now, and it tells the last time he was on.
And we know that's probably the very first thing he does in the morning. He probably rolls over and checks Instagram.
Does he have it turned off, Liv the Web Girl? How come it doesn't tell me how long ago he was on?
I don't know.
I think he needs to, I mean, he's got a week off of vacation. I think he should just face the punishment.
We should just tell him
no,
that he ruled
guys,
the lowest.
I feel bad. We'll just let's just do it.
Of course, pork chop sucking.
No,
chop
it's
on
okay.
Again.
No, let's
it's
do
rules.
Okay. We will. We're gonna do dare dice coming up, but we are gonna roll for Joe just for kicks.
Okay.
Okay. So it's dare dice time, and it's kind of scary because typically there's four of us, and now there's only three. However, it's just Mackenzie, producer Porkchop, Liv the Web Girl in the mix, Joe off on vacay in Costa Rica. So we've decided we want better odds not to have to face the Box of Shame tomorrow. So we're going to roll for Joe. And if he gets a punishment, he can just face it on Friday. He would hate that. And that's what makes us let's love it. All right. Who wants to go first to roll these die?
You can, Mackenzie.
You want me to go? Nobody wants to go first. All right. I will do it. What do you guys think the Box of Shame, what kind of punishments are in there right now?
I
don't even
know.
I
think there's a lot probably having to do with outside.
It's the last week of February.
There might be some leftover ones from Valentine's Day.
There was something about getting paper cuts, which is terrifying.
Oh, no.
Oh, which that was lime juice in the paper cuts?
Okay. I'm going to do, here I go. My first roll. A five! A strong
a
five,
one.
Baby. And if this is your first time listening to this, the lowest die roll has to face the Box of Shame. So you want to go high.
Oh, a one.
I got a
six.
Oh, six. I mean, not terrible, but not amazing. Right in the middle. Okay, producer Porkchop, up next.
All right, Mackenzie, here we go.
Okay.
Oh, boy. All right.
You've gotten it the last 2 weeks.
Yeah,
Porkchop has rolled the lowest, has had to face the Box of Shame.
And I don't feel like I want to do it again tomorrow. All right, here we go.
That'd be so funny, though.
Ooh!
At least we can do a roll off. Okay.
Here we go, baby. Bigger than a one. Anything other than a one.
A double
10. Yes.
All right, Liv is up, and then we will roll for Joe for fun.
Yeah, wait, so who's going to roll for Joe for fun?
I think maybe you and I each take a die.
Or we could just keep rolling until we...
it's
the lowest.
All right, so I'm rolling my first die. I'm nervous. Okay. Come on.
Ooh. All right, here we go.
A six!
She's already tied
with Mackenzie.
Oh, there's no way then. She's going to lose. Okay.
Yeah, Mackenzie lost.
Oh, man.
A two. I got an eight. Mackenzie has a six. Now, do we roll for Joe?
Sure.
Okay,
yeah,
let's roll at the same time.
Ready?
One,
two, three.
Seven. You still beat Mackenzie.
Okay, I will face my punishment. Ah, this is so crazy, Bill. All right, but I got to take it. I did roll the lowest. Okay, so I will face the Box of Shame tomorrow.
Wow. Do we even tell Joe that we were going to make him do a punishment or no?
Maybe we should have called him.
Maybe he did just get ones. You will never know. All right, so we are going to talk about lying. Speaking of, that would be a huge lie. Is there a lie that you guys have ever told that you're actually glad you told? We're gonna play a game of liar, liar. So think of a good lie that you've told. You're like, you know what? Actually, pretty glad I told that. We're going to get to it next. It's Joe and Mackenzie on Radio Now.
Call Joe and Mackenzie now at 1-833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539.
Good morning, gorgeous. What's up? I'm Mackenzie, producer Porkchop, Liv the Web Girl. We're just holding it down, having a nice morning. We're so happy you're here with us. We're talking about lying. Is it ever okay to tell a little white lie? Or do you always feel guilty? You're like, oh, I shouldn't have said that. Is there a lie that you're actually glad that you told, that you just don't regret? Because sometimes I'll spew out something, maybe not a whole truth. I'm like, oh, I shouldn't have said that. And then I just let it go. However, I'll give you an example. I went on a date with a guy who producer Porkchop thinks is so dreamy and so sexy. And I told a little white lie, like that I just wasn't ready for a relationship and that I'm just not there yet, which is a complete lie. I just wasn't into him.
Aww.
But here's the thing. I'm glad I told that lie because I was trying to be nice. It wasn't there. I knew within 5 minutes and I was just trying to ease the blow. And so I don't want to waste anyone's time. So I was trying to be respectful, but that was in fact a lie.
And he was beautiful.
And Chops was so mad at me. Okay, Chops, have you ever told a lie, it came out of your mouth, that you don't regret?
Yeah, I mean, probably. Do you want me to think of a time I did?
Yeah.
Okay, so when I used to work at Applebee's, I remember the manager, this one girl, she felt very targeted. She was like, I don't understand. Why is the manager always on me? The manager is being so mean to me and telling me to do this, this, and I'm just trying to do a good job. So I told her, I was like, hey, no, it's okay. Like, don't worry. The manager's not just singling you out. I was like, the manager, you know, said this to me and I made something up and to make her feel good. But plot twist, the manager came right around the corner at that time and heard me say it.
Did you get in trouble?
No.
So, in fact, the manager did hate her and was just literally, you were trying to make, she's like, oh, he hates everyone.
Yeah, I was just trying to soften the blow.
Yeah. See, it's like we try to spare people's feelings and maybe tell a little lie.
Yeah, so sometimes it's okay.
No. Obviously, I teach my daughter to never, ever lie. All right. I know Liv, the web girl, has got to have said a few lies in her day.
Definitely. I definitely don't think white lying is bad, especially like when it's nothing malicious intent.
Right.
And so one time I told a guy that I was a virgin to get out of flipping pancakes with him because I just did not want to and I felt bad for rejecting him.
Was this in the heat of the moment or was this like pre?
No, like heat of the moment. Told him that I was a virgin.
Oh.
So he wouldn't like ask about flipping pancakes, and then it turned out that he was a virgin too.
Oh, so
and
he's...
I was like, oh God.
So tell me, was he like super more excited?
Yes, he like wanted
literally.
To know.
Let's go.
Yeah, he was like in love and I was like, this ain't it, dude. And so yeah, it did not happen, thankfully, but I was definitely glad I told that lie.
That got you out of something, so that was
definitely
really good.
Did.
All right, so I think we have a phone. Our phone lines are blowing up right now. All right, who we have, Chops?
833-563-2539. Good morning, Michaela. What did you want to say?
Hi, so my mom was dating this guy for like 3 weeks and she was totally in love. I knew she was only a rebound. And so, of course, when she got her heart broken, she was stalking the other girl, and she was crying. And so I blocked the girl from my mom's Facebook and told my mom that the girl blocked her.
Hey, that's actually pretty slick. That's smart.
Yeah, that is smooth. Move there.
Who says that you know it was just a rebound because they got in a relationship quick? Like, I mean, I started dating my boyfriend, like, after a week, and we've been together 4 months.
Right, but you were broken up for, like, 3 months before you got into a relationship, or 4 months. Like, you were single for a while.
Yeah,
he had only been broken up for, like, a week.
Oh, okay. So just a week. I had a guy that was sad because he's like, no, I'm just your rebound. Why did we have to meet now? And he was actually right.
Michaela, I think she messed with fate by blocking the...
No, she had to take it into her
hands. You did a good thing. That's a good white lie.
So we want to know which one of us on the show is the best liar. Can you decipher? Coming up, we're going to play Liar, Liar. And this is going to be really fun. Okay, this is how it's going to go down. We need you to call us 833-563-2539. Each one of us, myself, Mackenzie, producer Porkchop, and Liv the Web Girl, we're going to give you a statement that just sounds outlandish. It sounds crazy. One of us, only one of us, is in fact lying, and you need to decipher who that is. Who do you guys think is the best liar, just like off the bat?
Me.
I think I am. My jokes and little lies are so funny.
You're the worst in the
room. Are you kidding me?
Call Joe and Mackenzie now at 1-833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539.
Hey, Mackenzie, look at me. Has Joe ever sat on a chair like this behind the board?
I don't think anyone in the world has sat behind
he
the board like that.
He is crunched what up like a little doing? Kid that sits on their feet.
But it doesn't even look
and you tell them to get down.
I'm like sitting on my knees. No, this is actually extremely comfortable.
I feel like you're going to flip off. You're going to break that
so
chair.
You're so much higher than like all of the buttons
he's,
and stuff.
I would
and
say
you don't have a strong core.
Producer Porkchop, he's perched. He's perched like a little bird on this chair. I love it. Okay.
I like this.
It's Mackenzie, producer Porkchop, Liv the Web Girl. We're having so much fun. We're talking about lying. And we were saying, hey, is it ever okay to tell like a little white lie to spare someone's feelings? We've all done it. And we want to know if you can decipher who is the worst liar or the best liar on the show. So here's the deal. Each one of us going to tell a lie. You have to tell us which one is the lying.
A statement. Each one of us is going to tell a statement.
Yeah, we're not all liars. Each one of us will say a statement. Sounds kind of outlandish. Then you say which one is lying. Okay, who do we have on the line?
First, we are going to go to Emily, who's listening to us in Indianapolis. Good morning, Emily.
Emily!
Hi!
Hey, girl. Okay, so we're going to each tell you a little something-something, and you tell us which one is lying.
All right, I'm going to go first.
Okay.
All right, Emily. So this happened like 10 years ago. I was working at my old job as a waiter, and someone said to me, well, actually, I can't even say it on the air. We'll just say it was a gay slur. So before their food came out, I may have extracted some saliva into their food.
Oh.
All right. So hold on to that one. That's I was first. And then who's next?
Gee, producer Pork Chop. Okay. I'll go. So I happened to be out on the West Coast, and I saw what appeared to be like an old rock star of some sorts. Come to find out, Gene Simmons from Kiss. He had two blondes on each side of him walking away. He turns his head to me and sticks out that like signature long tongue and does the like, you know, the signal.
Yeah.
Oh, this.
I was like, whoa.
Okay.
That is mine.
Okay, so one time in college, I was late to a test because our cleaning lady was robbing us.
Okay.
Oh my God, so intense.
All right, Emily, so one of us is telling a lie. Two of us are telling the truth. Who's the liar? Who's telling the truth?
I think Liv.
You think I'm lying?
Yeah.
I'm actually extremely butthurt. You think I would spit in someone's food? I would never spit in someone's food. Emily, come on. You think I seem like that person? I don't care. Someone could curse me out straight to my face. I don't care. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to smile back. And
you've never had the urge to jack up someone something because if they were horrible, if they left you like a quarter
tip.
Or
like even just like forget their rant or something.
Nothing. My theory is I give great service to everyone and hopefully good karma will take care of me.
That was the slogan on Grindr back in the day.
I did.
It was awesome. All right, Liv, so you had a cleaning lady that totally robbed you?
Yes, we had a cleaning lady in my sorority house that was robbing us for like years and years. And we kept telling our higher ups in our sorority about it, but they just like never listened to us and they thought we were lying. So then finally, when I was a junior, this senior in the house was like, I've had enough. They have stolen hundreds and hundreds of dollars worth of like Adidas clothing from me. And so she set up her GoPro and we watched it happen live on her GoPro, her stealing. And then we called the police and they caught her for not using a turning signal out of the parking lot, and they were able to pull her over, and then they were able to search her car, and she got arrested. There was like four warrants out for her arrest.
That is crazy. We had a cleaning lady in my sorority house who would sleep in our sleeping bags and just like pretend that she was working.
She would
go in the cold dorm, and my friend Mandy was like, someone's been sleeping in my sleeping bag, and we're like, whatever, Mandy. And it was the cleaning lady. Like, daily would come to work, zip, and then at 5 o'clock unzip.
Oh my gosh, you
and
know
like,
what you just
why is it so dirty?
You know what you just reminded me of? In my senior year in high school, we went on a trip to like Disney World and I got sick. So I stayed back in the hotel and I was bundled up in my bed and the cleaning lady came in. She was using my friend's comb.
What?
Can you believe that? Anyways, no.
We are on the hunt from some loyal and honest cleaning ladies out there, please.
Do you want to tell us your story about how Gene...
Yes. Oh, Gene. Yeah, well, I mean, I was just out in San Diego, and it was Comic-Con time, and I was, like, doing something, I don't know, some job out there, and I was in the Gaslamp District, and we were going out, and it was so much fun, and all of a sudden, they're like, you could tell his presence. This is an old rock star dude, and he had, like, feathered black hair, and he had a hot blonde on each side. Like, his hands slid down their like back of their jean pocket.
Oh,
I mean, it was total like a movie. And he whips his head back at me, and I was kind of like, "Oh my gosh, it's Gene Simmons!" And he just gave me his tongue. I mean, it's a signature long. He gave me like the signature move.
Oh my gosh!
And I was just like a little like I was like out of college fresh. So I was like, "Oh my god!"
Wait, he's from Kiss, right?
Yeah.
So Kiss tried to kiss you.
Well, kind of. Okay, you guys want to do one more?
Yeah, can we play a song real quick and then
okay,
do one
yes,
more?
We'll come back with another. Let's get someone else on the line to decipher which one of us is telling a lie. We'll be right back. This is so much fun. I'm glad our noses aren't growing by the minute. It's Mackenzie, producer Porkchop, Liv the Web Girl. Thank you so much for hanging out with us, Joe and Mackenzie. We're talking lying, how, you know, once in a while, a little white lie isn't all that bad to say. And we're testing out our lying skills, which I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing.
Right, we are. We're going to see who knows which one of us is lying. We've actually got Josh on the phone. Josh, are you there?
Yep, I'm here.
All right, Josh, good morning. So we're each going to tell you a little something-something, and then you decipher which one of us is, in fact, lying. We're going to kick things off with producer Porkchop.
Are you ready, Josh?
All right. Yep, I'm ready. Go ahead.
Okay, so this happened when I was living in Portland, Oregon. I was working at a country radio station, and we were doing our concert. And there was a country artist there who I thought was very attractive, so I gave them my jacket in an attempt to flirt, and it totally backfired.
Mackenzie, you're up.
Okay, I got asked out on a date by an ex-bachelor.
All right, Josh, now who do you think is telling the lie
who
out of
the
all
liar?
Three of us?
Okay, I think Mackenzie's and Liv's are too similar. Both like famous people they made out with. I'm gonna say, I think Mackenzie's lying.
You are right, Josh. You know us so well. Congratulations.
Right on the money. I wish Nick Vile asked me out. I think he's so cute.
The country artist that I tried to flirt with was Hunter Hayes. I gave him the jacket off his back. It was a special vintage, like Carhartt 97 Bull jacket. And it was like his last concert with his guitarist. So I was like, hey, Hunter, like, here's a jacket to remember this concert. And he left it behind in the dressing room.
He did not even just say he left it behind. He was found on the ground of the concert venue. He did not give up. He was like, oh, thank you so much. Producer Porkchop cannot afford another coat like that. And I was so mad he gave that coat away. That was like his winter coat.
I hate Hunter Hayes now.
Well, I still like the surfer I made out with,
yeah,
so not mad
it?
About that.
Can you divulge?
Literally, his name was Ryan. You're not going to know his name. He was like an amateur professional surfer. I don't think he ever made anything of it, but it's still a fun story to tell. He was very hot.
You're making me crazy. I love it. Josh, nice work. Congratulations. You have the honor.
Yeah, thanks.
Yes. All right, so moving on. Good morning. What's going on? It's Mackenzie, producer Porkchop, Liv the Web Girl. We are holding things down. You guys, pregnancy is an interesting thing. I've only been pregnant once, so I just have my one experience to go on. But I have a really good friend. She is pregnant, and she's like, why did no one tell me the nitty-gritty about these things? Because some women are like, oh, I love being pregnant. It was so glorious. I want to do it a million times. Me, not so much. I was blessed to have a really healthy and great pregnancy, but I didn't like love every minute of it by any means. But so she's been dealing with, she's like has so much hair. And I don't just mean like on her head, like on her face. Like she's got a little like mustache going on.
Oh my gosh, because like the hormones.
Yeah, because the hormones, that's something.
I never knew about that.
Now, Liv, your sister, just one of them has been pregnant, or what's the
scoop? Two of them have been pregnant. So I have 4 total little nieces and nephews. And yeah, they've said like the very kind of like basics, like my sister's feet and legs got so swollen, like her shins and calves, that she had to wear these like compression socks, and she was like mortified by it and like hated them and just could not wait until she did not have to wear them anymore. She had to wear them for like the last 2 months of her pregnancy, and she was like, no one told me you swell this bad.
Yes. Like you see, like the Real Housewives, for example, when they get pregnant and they have a little cute basketball and they're rocking stilettos till the end. That is really not the reality of it.
I'm the expert on pregnancy stuff. I know that you get cravings, like weird cravings. Let's say you don't like pickles, then you want to eat pickles, right? And you get morning sickness. See,
yes.
It's common knowledge.
So I was on a boat. I was super nauseous for 4 months. However, I never threw up one time. The only thing, in fact, that would cure the nausea for me, Fazoli's breadsticks. So I got breadsticks on the reg like every day.
I've never had
Fazoli's. I gained 40 pounds during my pregnancy, and it's because of breadsticks.
Fazoli's is
worth
so
it.
Good pork chop. You have no idea. You're missing out. You would actually love it. But also, you had a weird thing with cinnamon gum, didn't you?
Yeah, I loved cinnamon gum. Then when I was pregnant, I was repulsed by it. And then now I'm back on the train. But it's like you go through, I loved fruit punch, fruity pebbles, weird cravings. Your voice also can change, which is really weird. I feel like my voice is a little lower, like post being preggo, which is kind of interesting.
Wait,
I like it.
It changes forever?
I feel like mine, but it can change like during when you're pregnant. You do get a brain fog. Like that's a normal thing where like pregnancy brain, just because you have like so much going on.
Is Joe pregnant?
No, that just might be a constant state for him. But I do want to know, like, I want to know the kind of interesting things that happened to you.
Yes.
While you were pregnant, what did you experience? Cravings, swellings, things people didn't tell you about?
Yes, 833-563-2539. Weird stuff that happened to your body. Here's a big old secret, which is actually probably one of the only great things that happens. And this is in, Jenny McCarthy wrote this book, and it's called Belly Laughs, and it is really great if you want to pick that up if you're pregnant or you know someone expecting. But when you have sexy time when you are expecting and no one tells you this, it is like next level sensations. And it's
really
weird because a lot of people are like, I don't want to be intimate because I want to hurt the baby, especially like when you're further along. But mind
highly recommend.
No one tells you that ever.
Well, no, and I feel like too, a lot of people are very self-conscious when they're pregnant, so they might not get into that sexy time, but apparently we're all missing out. You should.
That is the deal. So give us a call, 833-563-2539. The weirdest thing that happened to your body, whatever. We want to hear the nitty gritty. We're going to help out our pregnant ladies right now. And Joe McKenzie on Radio Now.
Call Joe and McKenzie now at 1-833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539.
This is for all our El Pregaritos. We're talking about when you're expecting, the nitty-gritty that no one really tells you. I'm ecstatic. My sister is expecting, and it's a little girl. She's due in May. And I have really laid it down for her, whether she's wanted to hear it or not, like what really goes down with your body and just all of the things. So we want to know what weird things happen to you while you are pregnant. 833-563-2539.
Good morning. We've got Liv. So what do you want to say about when you were pregnant?
So I've been pregnant twice. My first pregnancy was horrible. I was sick the entire 9 months.
Aww.
With him.
Oof.
And ended up having a emergency C-section after I labored for 29 hours with him.
No. See, that is
yes.
The worst, because it's like you could have just like scheduled that out and planned it. Obviously, you didn't know, but I feel so much
yeah.
for you, girl. That would be the worst.
Yeah, it was horrible. He got stuck in the canal, and so they had to take him because he was losing oxygen.
Aww.
And then my second one, I ended up with gestational diabetes so bad. I was on insulin up until I delivered. And he came 2 weeks early by emergency section because his cord was wrapped around twice.
How big was he when he came?
He was 8 pounds.
Oh, that's a good size baby.
But he was almost 22 inches long.
Wow.
So, both ended up in emergency C-sections. And so we were going to try for a third, but I said, no.
I don't think I can do that. What do you think about women who are like, oh, my gosh, I loved every second of being pregnant?
I just look at them and be like, well, then you might watch too much reality TV because no.
The reality
definitely is not.
It's tough. Oh, thank you, Mama. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Liv, and I hope you get pregnant. Moving on, next.
Who says that? Bye, hope you get pregnant.
Anonymous, what did you want to say about your pregnancy?
Oh, hello?
Yes, good morning, Anonymous. Yes.
I'm sorry. Yes, with my pregnancy, it's just the smell. Like, I feel like I'm smelly all the time.
Wait,
are you pregnant right now?
Like that. Yes, I'm pregnant now.
Oh.
Did you say you feel like you're smelly, or do you feel like you're always smelling?
At first, I didn't mean poor thing because
no,
you're pregnant. I'm ecstatic
like
you're expecting.
Smelly. Like, as soon as I take a shower, like, the moment I put deodorant on, 5 minutes later, I'm like, great, I smell again.
Do you feel like you're just sweating nonstop?
I feel like that's I don't even feel like I'm sweating. I don't know what it is, if it's, like, an imbalance, like, hormonally. I just feel like I'm smelly.
Do you have, I've diagnosed you, have you had an itchy stomach?
No, not yet.
Can we ask you, can we get personal with you? Are you still intimate?
No, I haven't been right now. I'm really early in my pregnancy, and I'm not supposed to be intimate yet.
Oh, okay. Interesting. That's an interesting thing to think about. Well, bless your heart. We think you smell just fine.
Are you guys sure Joe isn't pregnant? Because he's really smelly, too.
And he sweats a lot.
This is Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now.
It's Joe and McKenzie. I'm McKenzie, along with producer Porkchop, who, by the way, is probably having a better breakfast than you. I just looked over. I swear to you, producer Porkchop is motorboating his breakfast.
Yeah, what the heck? We asked Liv the web girl to go to Starbucks, and I asked her for a bagel and cream cheese, and I get these two little dough balls, but they're actually pretty good. They were like these dough balls filled with cream cheese, game changer.
You know what they reminded me of?
What?
Nick Jonas's nipples.
The pepperoni nips.
If you missed it really early, I was traumatized for the first time. If you're bored at work and you're at your laptop and you need to look busy, Google Nick Jonas's nips and believe me, you will be shocked.
Or if you want to see these, what are they called? Dough balls that I just ate. Did you post that to at Joe and McKenzie on Instagram?
Yeah, it's on our Instagram story.
Okay.
Him motorboating this breakfast. He loved what you got him for breakfast.
Are you already finished?
Yes.
There were two little balls filled with cream cheese.
Oh my gosh, I was barely away.
It's probably because he drank so much. Speaking of, he drank last night. We're going to play Drunk or a Kid coming up. If you want to play with us, 833-563-2539. We're going to tell you a little story and you have to decide, did that happen when we were in fact intoxicated or back in the day when we were a kid? That's coming up on Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now.
Call Joe and McKenzie now at 1-833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539.
Good morning. That's right. Get your dial on. We want to play a game with you. It's a little game called Drunk or a Kid. 833-563-2539. Okay, this is how it goes down. Each of us, we're going to tell you a story, and you're going to have to tell us, did this happen when we were drunk? Or did it happen back in the day when we were a kid? And it might surprise you that they're kind of hard to determine.
So now, do you get a prize if you guess it right?
I don't know. You want to give a prize out, Chops?
Yeah, bragging rights that you are the coolest in your city. We'll shout you out. Speaking of shout outs, I just remembered I was supposed to shout someone out.
Uh-oh.
Oops, oh well.
Are you like not even going to do it now that you brought it up?
Well, they're not listening. Just remind me tomorrow, okay, McKenzie?
Okay, we want you to play with us, 833-563-2539, because we want to trick you. What's your drink of choice, by the way, Chops, these days?
Ooh, I'm either going with a good beer or a good frozen margarita.
Ooh, okay. Do you feel... you shouldn't, but do you feel at all when you order like a frozen marg? Do people look at you weird?
Demasculated? Oh, yeah, most definitely. I mean, I was a bartender for 5 years, and it's so funny. Like, guys, they will not get a drink on like the up. You know, they'll get it on the rocks.
Okay.
And they will not get frozen drinks. Ooh, or they'll say, not fruity. But yes, call right now, 833-563-2539. We're going to play a little game called Drunk or a Kid. Was I drunk when this happened, or was I a kid when this happened?
We all know that sometimes when we get drunk, we can act maybe a little childish. And also, what's really funny seeing me, like with nieces and nephews, it's funny to see them throw a temper tantrum. And I'm like, oh my gosh, my friend Lizzie has thrown temper tantrums like this before when she's been drunk. So they really go hand in hand with each other.
All right, Chops, let's give an example. I want you to give us your scenario. Give us your what went on. And I want to see even if we can decipher if you were drunk or you were a kid.
Okay. So I fell asleep at school snoring and woke up to everyone laughing at me. Drunk or a kid?
Oh, I'm going to guess. I think that you were a kid. I do not think you were intoxicated.
I'm going to guess you were drunk. And I hope it was. You said in school. So I hope it was in college and you were of legal age.
I will say this. There was one time I did go drink before school, but I
didn't. I knew so many people who did that. I was floored. I did not believe that people did that. It was the craziest thing.
Yeah, but I did not fall asleep. So this one time I was a kid. I was in school.
Knew it
was second grade. We were all around the table and I fell asleep while we were reading. And one student was reading. I fell asleep, started snoring. I woke up to the kids laughing at me. Let me tell you, I've never fell asleep in class again because I was terrified.
You're terrified? Just traumatized. I fell asleep in class like almost every single year in junior year chemistry.
Yeah, and you
every
were
single
sober.
Day. Yeah, I was totally sober.
Totally sober. Now, this one, okay, this is mine, you guys. I put a million little tight braids in my hair thinking, hey, when I take them out, my hair is going to be crazy curly and wild and beautiful. And I looked crazy, like I had stuck my finger in a socket. Did I do this when I was a kid or when I was intoxicated?
I can see maybe intoxicated after a couple of maybe mojitos in college or something.
Yeah, no offense, Mackenzie. I'm saying intoxicated.
I was a kid.
Oh, okay. See, you're even drunk. You're smarter
never
than
works
that.
Out. Have you guys ever seen the Friends episode where Monica does to get her hair braided when they're like on vacay?
Yes.
All right, what you got,
okay,
Liv?
So mine, I got in trouble by a lot. I mean, he was like a security guard, but I got in trouble for climbing a giant horse statue downtown. Was that drunk or a kid?
I think definitely drunk.
Yeah, I was definitely drunk.
We knew that. All right. Sounds good. Walt, you guys want to play a little bit more?
Yeah, I got one more.
Okay. All right. Give us one more.
All right. So I woke up in the middle of the night and went to the bathroom on a laptop. Was I sleepwalking as a kid or sleepwalking
I
drunk?
I need deets. Number one or number two? Not to be gross.
Number one.
I think you were drunk.
Mackenzie?
I think you were drunk.
Yeah, that happened.
All right, I've got one more.
I was drunk.
Yeah, I figured. I cried, sobbed, because I just came to the realization that I was not going to be able to meet Justin Bieber and that I wasn't going to marry him.
Once again,
drunk or sober?
Drunk.
Oh, then?
Sober.
Wait, what?
So you were a kid?
Like, no,
I
you weren't.
I was sober. I was like 15. Sobbing, crying as a child, sober.
All right,
as
here,
ever.
Lastly, we'll round this out. I swam out. I thought it was a brilliant idea. Swam out to the banana boat, like a scene from Jaws. And I get on this banana boat, and then I see two fins, and I'm like, oh, dolphins! Later to find out, they were sharks.
Oh my
this
gosh!
This was
1,000% so
drunk on spring break. Drunk on spring break.
Kid.
I was drunk.
Oh!
Do not
it's Joe and Mackenzie on Radio Now.
It's my favorite time. Yes, we've made it to the end of the show here on Joe Mackenzie, myself Mackenzie, producer Pork Chop, Liv the Web Girl. Joe is off in Costa Rica having the time of his life. You said he did a cannonball, Liv, into the ocean?
Yes, it was on his wife's Instagram story, and it was so funny. It made an epic splash that you can imagine.
So much fun. We are not jumping into an ocean, unfortunately, but what do you guys have going on the rest of the day?
Well, it is kind of like an ocean outside because it's so wet.
I know, and there's a winter storm advisory. We might get snow tomorrow, which is such a bum because Sunday was absolutely beautiful, and we got a tease of spring, and now it's like winter is back.
I know. So I am going to try to stay dry a little bit. I'm going to go to the grocery store, finish up grocery shopping that I tried to do yesterday, and then just take a nap, get some laundry done, and I've got a cycle bar class to teach tonight, which I'm really excited because I haven't taught since Friday. So I'm excited. Are you going to come, Pork Chop?
I mean,
we talked about you possibly coming.
Technically, I could.
If only you could play Call of Duty on a bike.
Oh. Right.
And if you had to like go to make the game continue, I feel like that would be your motivation.
Maybe I could put a Call of Duty song in there. We'll
That'd
talk about
it. There is no Call of Duty song. But speaking of, I mean, that's pretty much all I'm going to be doing all afternoon. As soon as I go home, that's what I'm doing. And I don't mind playing till 10 p.m. Give me a beer, some pizza. I'm good.
Amazing. I have to go to the BMV, which literally has been on my to-do list for Evs. I'm probably going to do it tomorrow. Mm-hmm. But it's a possibility today. And then later, I'm going to go get my hair done. I'm very excited. And I want to sneak in a quick nap and maybe get a workout in too. We shall see. But let's do this again tomorrow, yeah?
Sounds like a plan.
Same time, same
if
place.
I get paid.
All right, but before that, we got to say one thing.
Bye! Bye.